This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I trust you're enjoying slowing down in our reading project in order to concentrate more thoroughly on what Paul said in his letters. Today, we introduce the book of 1 Thessalonians, one of Paul's early books. It addresses the ultimate question we all face: where are we going? Paul deals with some practical everyday issues we all face, but his focus is on our ultimate destiny. I remember reading about a godly old man who was asked by a young Christian, "What would you do if you knew Jesus Christ was returning tomorrow?" Expecting him to say he'd feverishly go out into the streets and warn everyone to get ready, he was surprised when he said, "I'd go on living as I have been living. I always seek to live as though Christ were coming today." As you read 1 Thessalonians, you'll discover that such a life of commitment and security is encouraged for all. Preparedness for the future will always inspire and involve both service for the Lord and sanctity of life. Walk worthily and work watchfully while you wait for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That kind of life knows where it's going, and it will get there. It will guide and encourage those around it to prepare for that day as well. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:9 through 11 as a key verse. Our Lord Jesus died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So encourage each other to build each other up, just as you are already doing. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.